Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Let me know if you can hear me. My computer is in the hospital. It's sickly. And so I'm here on my this here laptop. So let me know if you can hear me and see me and all the things. I don't like it like this. I have my computer stacked up on top of stuff. It's a hot mess. But we thought it was going to be an overnight stay in the hospital. Turns out it's going to be more than that. It's very sad. Very sad. My Big Mac. I just call it my Big Mac. My Big Mac is sick. Prayers for the Big Mac. God bless it. We are here for the mid-month reboot. I thought this was going to be our third time doing the reboot, but I went back to look at the replays and we've only done one. So this is amazing. So this is our second time doing this. So the reason no, Jennifer, it's not my partner, it's my computer. But it's just as devastating almost as losing my partner. The reason that we wanted to do this is we know what happens. We talk about this all the time. You write down your plans for the month. You write down your goals for the month. Here is what I'm gonna do. Here's how I'm gonna show up this month. Here's what I'm gonna accomplish this month. And you write that down on the last day of the month or the first day of the month, and you close your journal or your planner, and you never go back to look at it. And then on the 31st of the next month, you're like, oh shit, I was gonna do that. I totally forgot about it. So sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes we start off not as strong. Like maybe you don't start off strong at the beginning of the month, and then you get the fuck it. I'll just start back over next month. I already am not going to make my goal. So j I'll just wait till the first, or I'll just wait till the 31st whenever I set my goals. We are not going to do that anymore. We're going to check in the middle of the month, first of all, to remind ourselves of what we were going to do, what we promised ourselves we were going to do. Second of all, we are going to check back in and make sure it's doable at the 14th of the month. We've got 17 days left in December. Is the goal that we set in December 1st, is it still doable for us? And also, there are some of you who maybe did not set a goal at the beginning of the month, and you notice that you're getting a case of the, oh, well, I'll just wait till the first. I didn't set a goal. This is what Corinne always talk about. Why fuck up the day when saving is an option? Why fuck up the month when saving it is an option? You still got a lot of time left in this month to do something that is going to benefit you by the end of the year. We're also talking about being the hero of your story, of your 2024, this month inside of No BS. Why don't we be the hero of our month? That's a great place to start. You can always decide that you're going to be the hero of your day. You can decide you're going to be the hero of your week. You can decide you're going to be the hero of your month. And that's what we're going to do on this call. So, first of all, I want to check in with everyone. We'll have a chance to coach people at the end of this call, but we're just going to use the chat a little bit at first. How many of you, you can even use the reactions button, set a goal for the beginning of the month. You set a goal. Okay, we've got a lot of people that have set a goal. Okay. How many of y'all have gone back to look at that goal, like, throughout the month? Or have a way to remind yourself, oh, that's really good. Not as many thumbs, that's still really good. How many of you are on track to meet that goal? How many of you are on track to meet the goal? Even less thumbs. So, okay. So, for all of you that are on track to meet the goal, or maybe you did not, you're like ahead of your goal. Is your goal still doable? Does it still feel good? So, do you need to up your goal? Let's say your goal is weight loss. Let's say you're going to lose 4 pounds this month and you're at the right at the 2 pound mark, you want to look at the rest of your December. We've got Christmas coming up, we've got Hanukkah coming up, we've got all the things coming up. Is it still doable? Now you've gotten into the month, probably things have been added to your calendar. I know things got added to my calendar that whenever I did the workshop to plan for my holidays and I did all that kind of stuff, the holiday workshop, there's stuff on my calendar. Today is a whole day that was not on my calendar. I've got two events today. They were not on my calendar. I did not plan for them. So looking at what got added possibly to your calendar, is the goal that you set still doable for you? Is it still doable? So if you decided to do 4 pounds and you're at 2 pounds, possibly pushing it, Caitlin says. Okay, so Caitlin, we want to set a goal, but not be in the scared shitless zone. So when you look at that goal and you're like, possibly, but pushing it, when you say pushing it, is it like pushing it like I'm gonna have to stretch a little bit, but I still think I can get there, or I'm gonna have to go balls out to get there, and I still don't know if I'm gonna get there. When you say pushing it should still feel doable, more of stretching it. Okay. So do you wanna keep that goal or do you wanna cut it in half? As oh shit, what's his name? Says, cut it in half, finish. What's his name? John Acuff. Because he always says, if it feels like a way, way big stretch, you can cut your goal in half. Some people are saying nope, that they have not, they're not gonna get to their goal at all. So what are you gonna do now? Now's the time to set a mid-month goal. What feels doable for you right now? As far as weight loss, let's talk about weight loss for a minute. Pivot, baby. I love that, Veronica. Cutting it in half feels doable, Caitlin says. Okay, perfect. Now, Caitlin, when you think about cutting it in half, do you have that thought of, but that's not going to be enough? It's going to get me behind on my goal? Are you like, you know what? I want to finish this year strong. I'm ready to cut it in half, feel amazing, and win this month. What does that look like? Like whenever you say that, because then you have to check in. It feels doable, but then what are the thoughts if you reach it? Let's put our fast forward. It feels a bit like giving in. So that's what you have to work on, Caitlin. You have to work on the story. How can you be the hero of cutting it in half? How are you gonna create that hero story of deciding to cut it in half? Because it sounds great, cut it in half, feels doable. But then what happens at the end of the year when you actually meet it and then you still talk crap to yourself because you cut it in half? You made a decision to cut it in half right now. Because right now you're making a decision for your future self on the 31st. What do you want her to think and feel on December 31st? You got to start telling her right now how to think and feel. So that when it gets here, she's gonna know how to think and feel. And here's the fun part. Whether you meet your goal or you don't meet your goal, the story that you tell yourself is up to you. Is up to you. And what we can do is we always talk about don't look at your past is your teacher, not your fortune teller, right? So you have to look at the past. So maybe, Caitlin, you maintain for the rest of the year, or you lose a pound. You're like, yeah, but I could have lost two. I wish I would have. If I hadn't got so screwed up the first half of the month, maybe it would have been better the second half and I wouldn't have to cut it in half. Look back at years past. When you ended the new year, up 5 pounds. You ended the year up 5 pounds going into the new year, and now you're down a pound. Or you didn't spend the last 2 weeks eating like assholes saying that you're going to start over again on January 1st. That's how you become the hero of that story of cutting it in half. Yet Kathy said, this is, oh, this is what's going, this is an epidemic inside the membership right now. I keep thinking to just wait till January. New course, new start. Girl, ain't that the truth? I'm gonna tell you something. The course ain't changing. The basics ain't changing. We still gonna doable hunger. We're still gonna eat. We're hungry. Stop when we had enough. We're still gonna plan. We're still gonna drink water. We're still gonna sleep. That is not changing. None of that. It's none of that's going away. So that's what you're gonna work on the rest of the year. None of that changes. We can do 15 iterations of no BS. I can promise you, those four basics will still be in there. Now, we are going to talk to you a lot more in this new course. I listened to module one the other day. It's very good. And oh, y'all, I shouldn't tell y'all. I'm not going to tell you. Maybe later I'll tell you. But I approved the final a planner yesterday. Because you know you get a new planner too. I approved the new one. Okay, I'll tell you, you talked me into it. You talked me into it, okay? It didn't take much, did it? Y'all, I said when we built this out, they kept sending it back to me, and I kept sending it back, and they kept sending it back to me, and I kept sending it back because I said, there's one thing I will not compromise on. There's one thing these hussies have wanted since I was a member. And I know it looks messy, but we have got to figure out how to make it work in this new planner with this habit tracker. I'm as bad as Corinne telling shit. I said, we will figure out a way on that habit tracker to split up hunger and enough at each meal. Boom. There you go. And it looks good. So it will ask you, you will habit track, ate when I was hungry and stopped at enough at breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. Bam. I said, I will not compromise on that. I will not. I will not approve anything less than that. Period. Because y'all been asking for it. It's all you wanted. That's all we've ever wanted is somehow to split that up because it is going to give you way better data. Way better data. Corinne was talking about on a call the other day, too. Like, if you overeat at dinner, we need to focus on dinner. If you never overeat lunch and you never overeat breakfast, don't work on them. So we need to know, are we overeating at dinner? What are we doing? So I am so excited. Girl, is just wait you see this planner. It's off the chain. It's off the chain. Okay, let's get back to reboot. But here's the thing. I want to go back and look because there were a couple really good comments before y'all started twisting my arm. You know, oh, Annette, you have a really good way to be the hero of your story. Cutting it in half is doable and won't be a stretch or a struggle. Christmas will be enough. I'm gonna let my weight loss be easy. So good. I mean, that's what a great story, Annette. What a great Christmas is enough. I got enough shit going on. I'm gonna make one thing easy in my life. And it's gonna be weight loss right now. I love that. Caitlin, if I cut my month, this is Caitlin that we've been talking about, cutting her goal in half, it feels doable. And then she said she would feel like she gave up, whatever. Listen to what she says. If I cut my month's goal in half, I'll still be down more than 70 pounds for the year, which is amazing. Absolutely, Caitlin. Absolutely. I mean, that is absolutely perfect. Yeah. So when you talk about, it's not about that you reached your goal. It's not about that you know, whether or not you cut your goal in half, it all comes down to the perspective and how you want to look at it. And y'all, this is not toxic positivity. That is not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about when Caitlin changed her story, it's just as true as the other one. I gave up, I cut it in half, whatever. That feels like crap. But what is also true is that she's lost 70 pounds this month. And even if she cuts her goal in half, I'm still down 70 pounds for the month. That's not toxic positivity, y'all. That is truth. That is absolute 100% truth. So it is taking two things that are true and deciding which one are you going to hang your hat on? Which one are you going to practice? Which one are you going to believe? Both are true. Both are equally as true. And so that is what we're talking about here. All right, so let everybody look at your goals from here to the end of the year, whether you made a goal or you didn't make a goal. I don't care. We got 2 weeks left. We got 17 days left, y'all. If I did math right, we have 17 days left. I want you to put in your chat right now, what is your goal and the one thing you are going all in on to get there. Your goal, what it's going to be, it could be maintain. It could even be, I am going to gain 2 pounds, but no more. That is definitely a goal. It could be lose 2 pounds. It could be lose a pound. Whatever your goal is, 2 pounds, no grab-assing. Perfect. Okay, Kim, my goal is to stop my free fall. What does that even mean? Raise your hand, Kim. I'm going to pull you up. Lose 2 more pounds, and you're going to do that by getting your water in, which absolutely does help with hunger and all that other stuff. I'm at 250 and just want to be in the two. I mean, I'm at 260 and just want to be in the 250s. That is not going to happen in 17 days. So, Debbie, what is your goal and one thing you're going to do to get there? You'll get there, but it's not going to be in 2 weeks. No fucking eating. No eating over overeating. That is, if we could all clean that up, God bless. Wouldn't we all be at our goals? Kimberly, down 3 pounds. You 3 pounds in 2 weeks. Which, if that's doable for you and that's been on your trajectory, that's perfect. Focus on dinner overeats. Lose 2 pounds. Now, M. What at yahoo.com says 5 pounds, focus on no fucking eating. So make sure in 17 days, that seems like a stretch. And if you want, if it feels good to you, go ahead and go for it. But then I want you to, because 5 pounds is such a stretch, make sure you already start practicing the story of what you will tell yourself if you don't get there. I'm not saying you won't, but if you get there, what are you going to tell yourself? And if you don't get there, what are you going to tell yourself? Caitlin, same for you. Are you talking about 3.4 pounds for the rest of the month? Make sure that it feels doable for you. Eat when hungry, maintain. I love seeing all these maintains in here, y'all. That's my goal. I want to maintain. I don't want to end up not a pound heavier than I am right now. I want to be right here where I am. Oh, iPhone 222 says she's even taking it a step further. She's going to stop it enough at dinner with the halftime method. So she's got what she's going to work on and how that's going to happen. Oh, she's at 260. Debbie meant to say she's at 262. So she wants to lose 2 pounds. She wants to get into the next decade. Karen says 2 pounds, increase water in steps, waiting on hunger, making 24-hour plans. Elsbeth, you know, I got into that show, that Elsbeth show. Anyway, that's a good show. 2.5 pounds. She's training for a half marathon. God bless. Stop late night snacks. Your goal is to find your planner and write it down. Girl, you don't even, girl, don't find a planner. Get you a sheet of paper. Write it down on a sheet of paper. Y'all have got some good. I want people to start raising their hand because I'm gonna pull people up in just a few minutes. So, I've already got a couple of hands raised. I want to make sure everybody's got their hands up that wants coaching on goals. Make sure that you get your hand up. I bet you didn't. Elsbeth said she never thought there'd be a show with her name on it. I bet not. Dana said, I'm focusing on eating to enough, even at the holiday events. Perfect. Down 6 pounds since I started. And would love another 4 pounds, but I'm gonna be happy with 7 pounds total. Girl, I would be too. I would be too. Lee says to be below 220 for the first time in many years. So good. I was at 221.4 this morning. I have been focusing on not having those extra one or two bites after I fill mine up. Doesn't that make a big difference? Doesn't it make a big difference? Sherry says snacks only when I'm hungry, go to bed 15 minutes earlier. And then Natalie wants to stay at the same. So here you go. You have got people in here that have lofty weight loss goals, and you've got people that want to maintain, which is absolutely perfect. And I do like this is a little bit between a reboot and a little bit of training on like getting through these last 17 days of the holidays. One thing I really, really want to talk to y'all about is working on a lot of you said eating when you're hungry. Right. I want y'all to focus on we've got activities going on. We've got things going on. Like me, this is a great example. My Mimi is having her 93rd birthday party today. Happy birthday, Mimi. Anyway, we're going to her little drop-in. I have not eaten yet. It's 11:20. Her party is at 2 o'clock. I'll get off this call at 12. I am actually so hungry right now. I'm actually really hungry. I was doing other things. My mom have called and had her a little fit. Anyway, so I got all that going on, but I know I want to eat at the party. So when I get off this call, if I eat two enough, I'm not going to be hungry at two. And I really want a piece of cake because my cousin Missy's making a cake and I want that cake. So I am not going to eat two enough. I'm going to eat a little snack. Because I'm going to an event and I want to be hungry at 2 o'clock. Make sure you are playing around for all of those of you who want to, focus on eating when hungry. You don't always have to eat two enough. I don't want to go into this party starving because then I might have two pieces of cake. I ain't gonna have but one piece of cake. And I don't want to go into this party full either or satisfied because I do want to eat. So I am just going to eat enough to get me a couple of hours of traction. You can play around with it. Carla, raise your hand and I will coach you. Yeah, I'm Southern. We still say hussy in the South. Yeah, a party day protocol. But this is the same. Like if you're going out to dinner with friends or doing like we went to an event last night, all that kind of stuff. And you want to be hungry but not starving, you don't have to eat to enough. That's a little tip and trick from Coach MJ. Paula, Carla said she wanted coaching. I'm going to call on Paula, but make sure you raise your hand, Carla. All right, let's see if this. This here little computer can handle pulling somebody up. Well, let's see. Paula, I'm going to ask you to unmute and I'm going to ask you to start your video. Yes, Maureen, that's how I live and breathe over here. Hey, Paula.
Hi, MJ. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I need coaching today because I've been in the membership for 3.5 years and I have done well. I've lost over 30 pounds. I have been a slow loser. I have hypothyroidism and a bunch of autoimmune things. I made a goal for January 1st. And ever since the day I made it, I have just been fuck it eating and just have feel like I almost gave up on myself, which I know I haven't because I'm still here and I'm still,
Yeah.
I'm writing my plans off and on, but I just need a kick in the ass. I don't
Okay.
know
So what was the
why.
goal? When did you set the goal and what was the goal?
I set the goal in the end of November, and the goal was 10 pounds in
Okay.
1 month. And I am about 40 pounds from my ultimate goal. So I felt like that was a fair goal. I had been,
Well, I want
on
to ask you
track.
a question, Paula.
Okay.
Was it a fair goal? You said I'm a slow learner. I'm a slow learner. Slow loser.
That too.
No, slow loser. What is your average weight loss per month typically? Like when you were on it, like you were doing all the things and
When I'm on it, I can lose 10 pounds. It's not a real stretch. 2.5 pounds a
How in the
week.
hell is that a slow loser?
Well, the first 2 years, I really didn't. I lost a lot more mental weight than I did physical weight. When I do the
Why is that?
program,
Why is that?
well, because I was really working on more of my issues with food, I think.
Okay, so you are not a slow loser ever. You just did not focus on the weight loss part the first year.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay.
That sounds
You're
a lot
right.
different, does it
Yeah,
not?
that does sound better.
Yeah. Okay, so we got that little story cleaned up a little bit. Because 10 pounds, I can't lose 10 pounds a month. Even when I was losing weight, I didn't lose 10 pounds a month.
Okay. Well, I could
Only
lose two
about
to
five
three
or six.
pounds a week, honestly.
Gee.
I mean, as long as I stick with it,
What does
I'm
stick
like,
with it mean? As
okay, well,
long as I stick with it.
I have a wheat allergy, I have a dairy allergy. So when I eat the way that my body wants me to eat, the pounds fall off. The problem is, I like wheat. I like ice cream. I like all the things. So that's a part of it for me. I mean, when I stick with, again, what works for my body listens and it does the right thing. It's my
Okay.
mind that is like, oh, I want it all.
Now, I mean, I'm just asking this for you because I don't know what you do during the holidays, like parties and get-togethers and dinners and whatever. Was December, is it even doable to exclude all of those things in December? Like, is it even like,
It would be doable, but it's a stretch because there are a lot of different parties and things, and yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving, I cooked for my relatives, and it was a traditional stuffing and potatoes and all the good stuff. But we've already had one Christmas party, and yes, we're going to have another one, so it's not totally doable. No, I guess it's not.
okay. So you set a goal that you would have to or need to eliminate all this stuff, but it was not doable. So when you set the goal, and this may not even have been a conscious thought that you had. It could have
It
been,
wasn't.
you're right. I'm not going to do that. I mean, I got all this stuff going on.
Yeah. That's
But
true.
then, like, why even try?
Yeah. And right now I just set a goal for 5 pounds, and that's really not realistic. So I think maybe 1 pound a week. So 2.5 to 3 pounds is more realistic. And I would be able to meet that goal for sure. I know that.
And then what would it feel like to go back and look at your calendar? Because like I said, stuff got added to me as well. Like, go back and just sit down. Do you have the time to do that and say, here are the meals? Because how many like, out of protocol kind of meals are left in these 17 days?
Yeah. Really, only two.
So you got two. How does it feel to think about eating on your food protocol that serves you best? Entire rest of the time.
I could probably do that 80% of the time.
Okay. And if you did that 80% of the time, would that result in a pound a week weight loss?
Yes.
Like in your body, check in with your body. Like when you say, I'm going to eat on my food protocol that serves me best 80% of the time. And then the other 20%, I'm including dairy and wheat and all the things. But 80% of the time, I'm really going to watch like what I'm putting in my body. How does that feel?
It feels good. I want to show up for myself. It does. It feel I. It feels okay. That's what I want. Is that?
That's what you want, but is it, does it feel like, do you feel excited about that? Or Like, do you
No.
feel like,
No.
how do you not feel excited about eating on your protocol 80% of the time?
I think because sometimes I just feel like I'm, missing out,
On.
on dessert, on, I
Okay.
mean,
All right. Well, we'll tell the other side of the story. Let's say you miss out on dessert. You don't have dessert. You did miss out on it. I'm going to this party today. I would miss out on cake. If you eat the dessert, what are you missing out on?
My goal. And I
Okay.
feel like shit. I feel
Yeah, you're
terrible.
missing
I
out on
feel,
feeling good. You're missing out on weight loss. You're missing, do you have like achy joints? Do you have
I
like,
do. Yes,
you're,
I
you
do.
know, you're missing
Upset
out on
stomach.
no joint pain. And do you have time to have joint pain?
No, nor the desire, really. Yeah, I got to journal about that because it is true. I mean, I have choices to make, and the better one is to feel better. And that's what's helped me lose my weight more than worrying about the number is really working on, not wanting to feel the pain and not wanting to feel, just sick all the time.
Yeah.
I know. And then the holidays came, and I'm like, and I feel like whenever I set a goal, that's when I blow it. I don't know why.
Well, because I mean, we first of all, we found out your goal was not even doable.
Right. Not
Like,
with the holidays here, yeah.
no. And sometimes it's not even in the forefront of our mind. It's like in the background that, like, that girl, you ain't gonna not, I mean, why even try? That ain't even
Right.
gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, for you, Paula, I used to have a sticky on my refrigerator that says, "Is this worth the time it will take me to lose the weight?" And I think for you, is this worth the way I'm going to feel after?
Yeah, that's good. I will write that sticky today.
Like a piece of Wonder Bread with wheat in it, probably no.
No.
You know, a cookie from the Publix, probably no.
Yeah.
But a homemade cheesecake, or my cousin just making, she's such a good baker. She's making a cake today. It's going to be worth it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, for you, like if you were me, it'd be like, I'm gonna feel bad for the rest of the day, maybe even a little bit tomorrow, but I think it's worth it.
Right. That's true. Well, and that's kind of how it starts. You know what I mean? The one thing. Let me just do one thing, and that's okay. I can do one thing. And then, yeah. And then I just want more and more and more.
Right. And that's when you also remind yourself it's never one thing. I keep
Right.
telling myself one thing, but girl, you know, it's never
Yeah.
one thing.
Right. Yep. True.
One thing is the gateway drug.
Right. Thanks, MJ. You're right.
And it would be great if it was always one thing,
Right. Yeah.
one bite, one thing. It never is. And the quicker we tell ourselves that that's just a straight up on lie,
Yeah. That's true.
the better
It
off we
definitely is.
are.
Yeah. Thanks, MJ. I
So
will,
3 pounds, ask yourself, is this worth how I'm going to feel afterwards? And the answer is sometimes going to be yes, and sometimes going to be no.
Okay. I can do that. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You're
Thank
so
you. Have fun. Your hair
I
looks
will.
amazing, by the way. Love it.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I do have a few Q&As. Make sure you get your hands up. The planner is coming out January 1st. Let's see. I can't seem to connect how losing 2 pounds, my goal for December is weight loss. It feels pointless to try unless I try for a legitimate weight loss amount, at least 5 pounds and probably more. Here's the thing, Anonymous. I used to say this all the time. I haven't said in a minute. You cannot lose pound five until you lose pound one. It can't happen. You want to lose 50 pounds, you got to lose first pound first. It does not work that way. 2 pounds is 2 pounds less that you have to lose at the end of your weight loss journey. You have to do it 1 pound at a time. Those 2 pounds eventually be 3 pounds and eventually be four, and then boom, there you are at five. That's how it works. You can't lose pound five until you lose pound one. You will get to 5 pounds. But here's what you don't want to do. And this is where no BS is so freaking different. This is where it is so different. You can set your goal for 5 pounds. Go ahead and set it for whatever you want to set it for. If it makes you feel better and you feel motivated when you see 5 pounds down, then you've got to decide, what am I going to tell myself if I don't get there? What am I going to tell myself if I do get there? We're done. Like, we're not just losing weight, Anonymous. We are creating a food life. Just like whenever I was just talking to Paula, she's allergic to wheat and she's allergic to dairy, but God bless, she wants some of that in her life. She wants to include that stuff sometimes. It's important to her. And so she knows that she's going to have to give up a little bit of, her weight loss is going to be a little bit slower, but that's okay. And you've got to decide what changes you need to make to get to 2 pounds. And then when you get to 2 pounds, you're like, okay, what do I need to work on to get to 5 pounds? And then you work on that. I wish you would raise your hand, Anonymous. I would love to talk to you. Mary Elizabeth says, my taste buds have changed. Is this normal? 110%. One time I used to eat these caramel M&Ms and I would mix them with my popcorn. And it had been a long time at the movies. Like, that's the only time I would have them. And I had cut out a lot of sweets. I was probably 30 or 40 pounds down. I had just like leveled up and I wasn't eating a lot of sweets. And so I was went to the movies and I bought my popcorn and I bought my caramel M&Ms because I love that. I love it so much. But anyway, I took one bite of those and they were so sweet. And I said, damn you, Corinne Crabtree, you have taken away my joy at the movie. I was like, ugh, it was so bad. I used to love white chocolate and now it's too sweet for me. Yeah, 100%. So Beth says, if I decide to do something food or meal related, 80% of the time, how would I go about measuring that? 80% of days, 80% of meals. I'm sure this is not one right way, but I'm wondering what all the possibilities would be of how to track and measure that. You can use your habit tracker. There's two blank ones. You can kind of fill in and track it there to get to your 80%. You can track it per meal. That is it, Beth. I don't know how to get to that number. I am not a math. Me and Corinne, we laugh like we're not math people, but you could just go ahead and count up. Like, let's say that you start on the 15th, that's 16 days, 3 meals and a snack. So 4 times 16 is ever how many? What's 80% of that? That's the amount of time. I don't know. This, I'm thinking that's how it happens. Okay, Anonymous says, I just got out of the 30-day group. I missed the new member call. Did the time change? We are do If you're in your first 30 days, I do a new member call every Tuesday. Check your calendar, but you're out of the 30 days group. So if you're out of the 30 days group, you don't come to the 30-day Q&A. You come to the regular Q&A with all the big girls. And go ahead. Do I just jump into this course or wait until January? You jump on in. Thousands and thousands of women have lost weight with this no BS weight loss course. Okay. And you're going to learn all about the four basics. You're going to learn about overeating. All of that is still the same. Like, the four basics aren't changing. None of that is going away. All of that remains the same. So go ahead and jump in and listen. Let's see. Oh, y'all are talking about something over here in the chat that I don't know. Yet Lee says that velvet rope is exactly what I was talking about because she said, that's me. I chose my point, choose my poison. Wheat is a big issue for me too. I have been using Corinne's velvet rope test, which mine is this worth the time? Corinne, it talks about the velvet rope, same thing. And it says, fewer and fewer gluten-laden foods are making the cut. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. She calls it one thing, I call it another, and you get to decide. Which one is good for you? Okay, Mary Elizabeth has her hand up. I'm going to promote to the panelists. Let's see. While we're waiting on Mary Elizabeth, Tina says, I'm on a weight loss drug that I started right before I joined. No BS. I find I'm not hungry until mid-afternoon. Should I wait until then to eat? My biggest issue has been nighttime snacking. I have pretty much stopped that. I have lost 4 pounds this first month. Tina, amazing. 4 pounds in a month. If your energy is up and you're doing well, I would just wait till you're hungry. Make sure you're getting your water in. Make sure when you do eat that you are protein forward, you know, headed towards protein first. But if your energy is up, you're not noticing like lethargy or anything like that, I think you're fine to continue with that. Mary Elizabeth, now I have not seen you in about a minute and you have lost weight.
Yes, I have.
How much have you lost since I saw you last?
Right now, I was down to 239. I've gone up about 6, so I'm trying to get back down again.
I can tell.
Yeah, everybody said
tell it now.
But anyway, what I asked you before about my taste buds have changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's why I say is that normal, you know, like cookies, for example, if I have that, okay, it's enough, but it's not as enjoyable as it has been in the past.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm starting to see. And I just think that it's like, okay, I'm ready to say that's enough. I don't even want it as much as I did in the past. So, and I think for my goal for the new year is to get back to planning like I was. I haven't been on and off of it for the last month, and I know it's important. And the other thing is, I'm just going to keep going forward because I just realized that the holidays are upon us,
mm-hmm.
and the new year is just around the corner. And January 1st is a new year, and it's, you know, a new me. And I look back at how far I've come. And this program does work. I have to say that. And, I mean, I was reading something on Facebook earlier, and I forget who posted it, but it was a positive message that even though I haven't seen you in a while, you can see, you know, the difference for me, but yet I can feel it, but I don't see it.
Yeah, it does. It takes a while for you to be able to see it on your on yourself, just because your brain is so used to a different shape, because your face isn't even as round anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like your shape of your face is even changing a little bit, but your brain is so used to the other way, it's very difficult for it to, the longer you look this way and the longer you have like that little bit more of like a chin line, you will start to become more familiar with yourself, but it does take a while. That's
yeah. And the other thing is here too, real quick, I got rid of Mr. Old Shitty, and you know that thing that I guess Corinne found, a little poop thing.
Yeah,
well, I got rid of him. He got rehomed. And I think it's time to let it go. And I did. I mean, I still get the little, you know, thoughts, but not as much. So now I have two new friends. I got Mr. Potato here, and I got the Mr. Pickle.
Oh, God.
And they got one positive. It says, today I will stay positive, laugh more, learn and grow, believe in myself. And mm-hmm. then Mr. Pickle, advice from a pickle, the door to happiness is always ajar. If you want life to be sweet, you have to know what sour tastes like too.
That's very true. Yep. Well, Mary Elizabeth, I'm going to tell you, you want to plan. That's your goal, is to get back into planning.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? What's your plan?
My plan is going to be writing down for the day what I plan to eat, and knowing that it's easier than it had, you know, in the past.
Okay, and, so here and, you go. And,
yeah, because it's so
what time
important.
Of day? What time of day?
Usually in the morning.
Morning. You gonna set mm-hmm. a reminder on your phone?
I'm sorry.
You can set a reminder on your phone to remind you to do it.
I don't usually do, but I'm pretty good at it,
But
getting
you've
in
gotten
my
out of
own
the
thing.
habit. Now you're trying to get back
Yeah,
in the habit. So you need to
right.
go back with that beginner's mindset. You'll
Right.
get in the habit quicker than you did the first time, but you've got to set yourself, your environment up for success. Are you going to use the planner or a sheet of paper?
No, actually, I have it on my computer.
Okay, so you're going to use your computer. You're going to set a timer. And then here's the thing that you need to do, Mary Elizabeth. If you forget one day, the minute you remember, you stop what you're doing and you write your plan. Period. No excuses. It doesn't matter even if you're ready for bed. You go in there and you write, I'm not eating anything for the rest of the night. I'm going to bed.
And one of the things too is to get back to journaling. I've been away from that a
Well,
long
let's pick
time.
one thing. We pick planning. Let's get to planning and then you can add journaling.
Definitely. What
Okay.
good advice. It was good to see you. You'll
It's
be
good to see you
you
too.
look fabulous.
Thank you. You do too, girl. Got some makeup on, looking
Well,
all.
I always look at you and Corinne. I mean, it's poor self-care. You know, I'm retired. What the heck?
Yeah,
You
might as
know,
well.
that's the way I feel.
Yep. All
You
right,
know?
Mary Elizabeth. It was good to see you.
You too.
All
Thank you
right.
again, MJ.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
iPhone, I'm going to answer your Q&A in a minute, but raise your hand. I want to talk to you too. Liz, I'm pulling you up and then I'm going to answer iPhone in just a second. Hey, Liz.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. I'm having a little bit of a freak out moment,
Okay.
and I was like, oh my God, this call's on. And you were like, people raise your hand. So I'm raising my hand. I've lost about 55 pounds, and I'm super happy about that. And I'm in a chorus, and we're performing tonight. And I am literally like, kind of like what you were talking about with Mary Elizabeth. I'm like, I feel like I'm back to my previous weight. And
Okay.
I'm just like, my clothes aren't gonna fit. And it's just my mind is just going crazy. And I had this goal to be under 300 by my doctor's appointment on the 23rd, and I'm like, I'm not gonna hit that. And I don't know, my mind's just ping-ponging.
Okay. Are your clothes going to fit?
They are gonna fit, like logically, I know that, but it's like my body feels like it's expanded back to that. I don't know if you've ever have felt that sensation where you're like, I know I'm gonna fit, but my body feels like it just violated back up to the old weight. So I'm just trying to like, take myself back down.
Okay. Have you been thinking a lot about this doctor's appointment on the 23rd and you're not making your goal? Yeah.
I'm gonna be like probably like 3 pounds off, you know, something like that, 3, 4 pounds off, you know. I'm like, I know I can't lose 6 pounds in a week.
Yeah.
And like that's okay, but it's like all these other things coming in and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like,
Let's talk about this. What is your doctor going to say when you go in?
I don't know. It's because I'm on weight loss medication and I'm like, I wanted to hit a certain goal and I just don't want her to be like, we're going to titrate you up because I don't want to titrate up my medication. I don't want to feel like ass on it. I'm like, my body's doing really good. And,
Here we go, Liz. I'm the doctor. I'll play doctor. It's always fun to do that. Liz, I really wanted you under 200 at this appointment, and you're 3 pounds away. It might be time to titrate you up. And what will you say to me?
I will say, I'm not willing to titrate up. I'm willing to pulling the reins on some other stuff, but I'm not willing to titrate up. I'm not willing to go above this. I'm on a very low dose. I'm on 0.5 of Wegovy. I'm not willing to go up any higher than that. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I've made a decision when I started that I was not going to do that.
Okay. So why is that? I mean, why is this creating all this issue for you? Because you're like, I'm afraid she's going to say, she wants to titrate me up, but you already have an answer for her. If she does that, we don't know that she will, but if she does, you have your answer.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, I want you to be losing like 10 pounds a month. And when I go in, it'll probably be like 7 to 8 pounds a month. Like, it's very close.
It's very close. So she may even say, you know what? This is pretty good.
Yeah.
So you already know what you're going to say if she offers to titrate you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's going to be, not right now.
Yeah.
Not willing to do
that. And I'm losing and I'm still, to me, I'm doing well.
Okay. That's another thing. I'm really happy with my progress.
Yeah.
It's another thing you can say.
Yeah. I am happy with my progress. I mean, I like the slower and steady part of it. I don't want to deal with side effects. Like, I've just read so much about it and I'm like, I just don't want to deal with other side effects that could come with titrating up higher. And until I absolutely have to, like if I didn't lose anything, I would be like, maybe that's a different conversation.
Perfect. Because you're concerned about this conversation, but you're not letting it play out. If you tell her no, are you afraid she's going to think or feel something about you?
No, I mean, there might be a little bit like that insurance won't cover it anymore, that, you know, maybe they'll be like, you have to go up. And then I would have to talk to her about a different option at that point of either, you know, Zepbound or something else. And I don't want to do compound. I already made a decision that I'm not doing compounded medication either. So I have a lot of boundaries around weight loss medication because it took me over a year to even make the decision to start.
Okay. And you love your reasons. So then
I love my reasons.
Tonight, you've got your concert tonight. And you keep saying, my clothes aren't going to fit. This isn't going to work. You've worked with Kathy in the past, haven't you?
I have.
Okay. So when you notice that you're saying to yourself, you're not going to fit in these clothes, you're as big as you ever were, whatever the thoughts are.
Yeah.
It is time to put your hand on your heart.
Yeah.
Take a few deep breaths. My clothes actually do fit.
Like, I felt fine for a while, and then I was like, what the fuck is happening? It just, like, this avalanche of stuff just came.
Yeah. My clothes fit. I'm smaller than I have been. I'm going to be comfortable with my clothes. I'm losing weight at a steady pace. I just keep thinking that I'm as big as I ever was. That is not true.
Yeah.
I used to be this size or weigh this amount, and now I weigh this amount.
Yeah.
It's just taking my brain a while to get on track. It's just freaking out. And that's okay. But here's what's really true. And just bring yourself back into what is really true. What's coming up for you?
I really don't know. It's like a bunch of things. I'm like proud of myself, scared.
Scared of what?
I don't know. Like, I really am just like, I don't know where all these emotions are coming from.
If you had to guess, what are you scared of?
We have to stand on risers tonight. And
Okay.
I don't like standing on risers. I'm always like, I'm gonna break them. I've broken stuff in the past because of my size, and it's just, I'm really scared of that. And then
Yes.
I'm embarrassed to say something.
Okay. How many times have you stood on risers before?
I haven't stood on risers like this. I don't know that I've ever stood on risers like this.
Okay. Well, this explains a lot of why your body is telling you, your brain is telling you you're big, you're heavy.
Yeah.
It's exactly why this is coming up. You've broken things
I'm
in the past. The right,
yeah.
I was a listen, I was in the choir in high school. I stood on them damn things. And you walk up them and they squeak and they
I
do shake
know. I was like,
a tiny bit.
I was looking up like weight capacity. Like, I was just like all in that. And I'm just like, you're gonna be okay.
What
And
is
I
the
just
weight cap?
can't.
That's good. What is the weight capacity of a riser?
It's like 150 pounds per like square foot or something, and it's like
Oh, they're big.
700, it's like 726 kilos, so it's like almost 1500 pounds. I
Okay.
mean, something like that. But I'm like, I'm a 300-pound woman, and
Okay.
I'm just struggling with that. I don't think it hit me until just now.
Yeah.
I don't think I
So,
wanted to admit it because I feel embarrassed.
yeah. So you, it has about the weight capacity of an elevator. So very
Yeah.
similar in weight capacity. What do you think about when you get on an elevator with a that's crowded?
I do not get on credit. I'm claustrophobic anyway, so
Okay.
I'm never like being on. But if people get on and they're trying to shove themselves in, I'm like, let me the fuck out of this
Okay.
elevator immediately.
So, how tall are you, Liz?
I'm 6 feet tall.
Okay. So, you're going to need to be on the riser. I was going to say, I feel like on the second riser, maybe you could talk to somebody to get down.
No, I gotta be in the back row. I mean, I'm sure she could find a place for me on the floor, but I'm already like my escape route. I mean, I'm just
Okay.
my
That's
brain is
perfect, though.
going.
Okay. Do you think, how many times do you think that 300-pound women have stood on risers or men?
I think a lot of times.
Okay. When is the last time we heard on the news about a riser collapse?
Don't think I've heard of like these types of risers collapsing. I'm not saying that's not true, but
Right. Right. It's not, there's not an epidemic of riser collapse.
no.
And here's the other thing. What if you get up there? Because I'm sure you'll practice walk. Have you practiced on the risers?
We're going to practice today.
So you're going to practice on the risers today. If you step up there and you feel really unsafe, because the goal of today is to have a great time and sing and be a part of a choir and like it's amazing, right? Like this camaraderie
Yeah.
and this group, it's just amazing to be a choir. If you get up there and you feel super uncomfortable, are you willing to have a conversation with the director?
Yes.
When you think
Yeah,
about
because like,
the conversation, what were the, here's the thing, Liz. You don't have to tell her the truth. You could say, I don't like being up that high. I don't like not having my back supported. I just don't feel good up there. I don't feel comfortable.
yeah.
You didn't even have to say, I weigh 300 pounds and I'm scared that it's gonna, you don't have to tell her any of that.
That's true.
You ain't got to tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'll definitely sit with that. Like once we get there.
And I
And
think
I'm
it's
at
great
the
to try it. I think it's great to try it and see how safe and secure and comfortable you feel.
Yeah, for
Give
sure.
yourself the opportunity to try. And if you're not uncomfortable, and here's the other thing, you can use everything we've been talking about on this call. Is it worth being this uncomfortable to not have the conversation? Is it
I
worth
mean,
scared the whole time, not feeling great, like all that stuff, and having your mind not being in the moment and your mind racing all the time? Is it worth it to not have the conversation?
oh, absolutely not, because I have anxiety and I'm like, I don't want to have a panic attack up there. Like, I don't, you know,
100%, 100%.
I'm like, I love this music and I'm like, I want to be able to be like in the moment and sing and you know, I almost feel like I time travel with some of the songs. They're so beautiful. And it's like, we're not doing like traditional holiday music. And so, I mean, some of the songs, like, I just start crying because I'm just so into it, you know? And I'm like, I don't want to cry, but I'm like, I want to be able to feel all of it.
So if you get up there and you are hella scared, you have, do I want to go through this scared or am I willing to have a conversation with the director and just say, I need, my feet need to be on solid ground.
Yeah.
I don't like being up here. I'm already foot tall. I'm up on a riser. I'm like 10 feet up in the air. I am scared to death. I'm going to fall back. Like I want to be my best for you and for this group.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel comfortable up there. I am not
Yeah.
a other girl.
I'm 100% willing to have that conversation, and I'm also 100% willing to try. I might get up there and feel totally fine.
You 100% you could. You could get up there and be like, oh, what was I worried about? This is not bad at all.
Yeah.
Or you may get up there and be like, I was right. This sucks. I don't like
I'll be like, this is ass, and we gotta change this immediately. Like,
this, my friend, is ass.
It
But I
is
want to see
fucking ass.
this.
Like, no.
But this is so good. Like, you're having all this worry about your doctor. You're having all these worries about your size and that I've gained all the weight back and da da da, all this other, my clothes and all that kind of stuff because you're worried about the risers.
I really am. And I didn't want to say it. I do. I feel embarrassed.
No, listen, I've broken chairs and shit.
It's awful. I've broken chairs. I rem like it takes me back to being in the 8th grade at this. I grew up in a little tiny town and we had this dance place. And no. It was one of our school dances and they had these little risers and I was dancing on the riser and it fucking broke. And I ran to the bathroom and I think I stayed in there the rest of the time. And the teacher was like, we set it up wrong. We're so sorry. And I just have never been able to get past that. It was.
I mean, do you know what? I mean, that's a, you know what? Even if you don't want to try, you could just tell the director. Look, when I was in eighth grade, the teachers did a shitty job of setting up these risers and it broke with me standing on it. And now I have a riser phobia.
I do.
And risers are not something I want to manage my mind around because you know what? I don't live my life with risers. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah, I know.
And I know it may seem weird to you or whatever, but it traumatized me. And I don't want to do it again. I just don't want to get back on a riser.
Yeah, I was so fucking traumatized by that. And I was
And
just
you
like,
could
how
say
come
that.
I? Oh, yeah.
I have a riser trauma. My riser trauma.
I know. I was just like, oh, and it's like that stuff. Like, I don't think you, like, I don't think I realized how much that stuck with me until I just said it right now. And I was just like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, breaking shit, like, all of that is just like, fuck that. You know, it's just.
And you know, that was one of my lies, is to not worry about breaking a chair. Because I have broken a mania chair.
Oh, yeah. Broken chairs. I'm like, haven't been able to get out of in my car, you know, because people park too close. Like, I always have to park off
Yeah.
to the side. Like, there's. all these things that go through my mind. So it's just been roller coaster of emotions, and I'm glad I jumped on the call.
How do you feel now?
I feel better because my brain's like, you have no options. You have to get up on the fucking riser. And now I know that I have options and that I have the ability to stand up for myself and say, if you want me to be my best, like being up on that fucking riser is probably not going to be the best place for me to be.
Yeah, for sure.
And
And other
I am.
things, you know where it comes from. It doesn't seem so abstract. Like, it's like,
Right.
oh my God, of course that's why I would think this thing. Like, it
Yeah.
makes so much sense. It's not just some irrational fear that you have. You actually had an issue with a riser in your past.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, now like it all is making sense to me.
It really is. Like, I was just stuck in this loop of like, you're not gonna fit in your clothes, you're not gonna fit in your clothes, you've gained all your weight. Like, I was just like, and so I'm
I'm going to
so
tell you though, Liz,
happy.
this is so like our brains, I love them. Like it almost makes me emotional thinking about it. Your brain, you didn't remember that riser thing. You did not connect the dots. But your, if you, I don't know if you've ever read The Body Keeps Score, but your
I
brain,
started it.
yeah, your brain, it knows that story. It's in there somewhere. And it said, I have got to keep you safe. I have
Yes.
got, at all costs, I'm gonna keep Liz safe. And so it threw up like, you know, you're big, you're not gonna fit in your clothes. You probably can't even go. I mean, you can't go
Yeah.
back it. You can't go. And it is like, you know, you haven't met your goal. So there's no way that you could be going up there. And it's not giving you the riser story. It's giving you everything else because it, your body and your brain care for you so much that it is doing everything in its power to keep you safe. How awesome is that?
So true.
How amazing that your brain cares about you so much. It was like, I don't want to remind her of this story because it might hurt her feelings. So I'll throw up all this other shit to make her not want to go.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
It's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Like, I, you know, we get so pissed off at our brains, but it's literally doing the best it can for us.
100%.
I
For
just
sure.
love it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be a jackass.
Yeah, for sure.
But gosh, isn't it amazing?
Yeah. It's a little trauma that popped up that I didn't really
For
connect
sure.
the dots. So I'm so thankful for you to help me like get there today, because I was just like, how the hell am I gonna make it through this fucking day? This weekend, we have two shows.
You're in private coaching, right? Who are you working with right now?
Christy.
With
Christy with a K.
Christy with a K. You may want to ask her, you know, to if you want to dig in a little bit more or talk about what happened
Yeah.
tonight, you know, you can do that.
Okay.
So, all right,
For
Liz.
sure.
Think
Thank
pretty,
you.
girl.
I will. Thank you so much, MJ.
All right.
All right. Bye.
I just love our brains. I mean, to tell you what's the truth, I think that is the greatest. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Yes. All right. So I am going to answer one more question. Sorry, I've run over. I feel like Korean. Every time I run over, I feel like I'm Korean. I want to answer this one question because I think a lot of people live in this space. I don't even know what question to ask to get me back on track. I want this more than anything. How can I make this happen when I don't know what I need, when I know what I need to do but can't want? A lot of times, what happens is you come in here with all of your past diet trauma when it was that all or nothing, do it all or it doesn't matter kind of thinking. And so when you come in OBS, it goes back to this like 2 pounds, but I want a 5 pound goal that we talked about a little bit ago. Same thing. When you think about doing one thing, you start to think it's not enough. It's never going to get me there. It's not even going to matter anyway. What difference does it make? This can't help. All of that stuff. And so you don't do anything. You don't do anything because of that all or nothing, perfectionistic. And we get it from past diets, y'all. We get it from past diets. If you got to stay within your calories, you have to stay within your points. You can't eat over this many carbs. Like all of that stuff, it's so normal that we would think that. 100%. That's exactly what we're trained and conditioned to do from years and years and years of dieting. And so it's not doing the one thing that gets in your way. It's the thoughts about doing the one thing. If I had to guess, that's probably where you are right now. So when you think, can I just wait for hunger? Like, I'm going to wait for hunger for the next week. Then your brain is going to say, yeah, I mean, what, water? It's water? She says it's important. You're going to just wait for hunger and then, like, not worry about stopping at enough? What good is that going to do? You're still overeating. But what good is waiting for hunger? May as well not even do that. And then you talk yourself out of doing one thing that actually feels doable to you. And so it's being willing to hear those thoughts of, it's not good enough, that's never going to work, you need to do more, how do you think you're going to lose weight this week? And being like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to lose weight. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't see into the future, but I do know that if I just wait for hunger, those are less calories in. Even if I do overeat. If I'm waiting for hunger, there may be times that I'm not eating a snack. If I'm waiting for hunger, I may not pre-eat my dinner, first dinner, before I get to second dinner as I'm cooking. All of that counts. It's giving yourself permission to do that one thing that you think is not good enough. And I tell this story all the time, and I don't know if you've ever heard it, iPhone, whatever. I wanted to be an exerciser. So what I did for about 2 weeks is I got up every day and I put on my workout clothes. I didn't work out. I just put on my workout clothes. I went, came in the kitchen and got my coffee and watched the Today Show. Then finally I said, when I got good at that, I was like, I'm going to just walk around my living room. I'm going to walk around my, like the, I have like a, you know, living room, kitchen, round and around and around. I'm going to do that like 5 times. Then I'm going to get my coffee. I'm going to sit down and watch. Then I live in a cul-de-sac. I was like, can I just go on the cul-de-sac? So I started walking down the cul-de-sac. About 8 half marathons later, here I sit. Countless 5Ks, bunch of 10Ks, started with me putting on my clothes. What do you think my body said about becoming, my brain said about becoming an exerciser when all I was doing was putting on my clothes? I'm glad I didn't listen to it. I'm so glad I didn't listen to it because that is what made all the difference. Being willing to do something that was not good enough, that I told myself was not good enough. Putting on the clothes led to walking around the living room. Walking around the living room led to walking around the cul-de-sac. Walking around the cul-de-sac led to walking up the street. Walking up the street led to walking around the neighborhood. Walking around the neighborhood led to, wonder, can I just jog a little bit? Then that led to half marathon training. So it is being willing to do those little things that you tell yourself is not good enough. Let's see. All right. I am, Lee says, oh, y'all have, Lee says at 5'2", I've always been in the middle of the front row in every choir I have been in the past 45 years. So I'm on display. At least we get to wear black, right? Yep. We need a choir trauma call. Ain't that the truth? All right. Any other questions before I let y'all go? Thank you for, you know, spending a little bit of time with me today and talking about these goals and getting your goals for the rest of the year. Becoming the hero of that story, y'all. Let's become the hero of this month. Like, for sure. Let's finish it a little bit better than we are today on this call. Can we be, on December 31st, Can we all be 1% better than we are today? We got 17 days to be 1% better. Pick a thing and be 1% better at it. All right, y'all. Have an amazing time. Liz, have an amazing concert. And I will see y'all later. Bye, y'all. Whoops, I got all my shit piled up and I can't get to my turn the thing off. All right, y'all. Bye.